Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few moments at the end of the week to think about astronomy and why it is so transcendent. It amazes me that the night sky continues to inspire us and act as a metaphor for all kinds of emotional states and situations when so many of us humans never get to see its glories and beauty. But it's not only astronomy and the stars which inspire, but our endeavours in trying to get to them with space travel, astronauts, rockets and science fiction. The now late David Bowie devoted many of his songs to these topics. There are also many metaphors dealing with light and dark, and it's through our investigations of light that we know so much about the universe. But from time to time we make discoveries about the universe out there which don't involve instruments which detect electromagnetic radiation or light to you and me. A fairly recent one was the deduction that there may be another planet beyond the orbit of Neptune, 10 times more massive than Earth. Planet Nine is the name scientists have given to a theorized body that, if it exists, lies about 20 times farther from the Sun than Neptune does. That places it in the Kuiper Belt, a region of small icy objects that includes Pluto. The prediction of Planet Nine's existence came from a paper released on January the 20th that shows how the motion of some known bodies in the Kuiper Belt could be explained by the presence of such a massive planet. Well, now, other planets in our solar system were discovered due to perturbations in the orbit of planets which could be seen using technologies of the time. Since planets so far out don't emit much light, it took patience and mathematical calculations to find them. Uranus, discovered in 1781 by William Herschel, was seen to have a wobble in its orbit which indicated another planet was beyond it. With a prediction by Urbain Le Verrier, telescopic observations confirming the existence of a major planet were made in 1846 at the Berlin Observatory by astronomer Johann Gottfried Gall. Pluto also was, oh sorry, and that one was Neptune. The planet Neptune was discovered in that way. And Pluto also was discovered following mathematical predictions. Now, Planet Nine is being confidently predicted, and so we are training powerful telescopes onto the hypothetical orbital path of this planet to see if we can actually see it. What is particularly interesting about this one is that several scientists have predicted it, but recently with powerful computers and sophisticated modelling we're able to confirm our suspicions, and it gives us confidence to turn telescopes to quite specific areas of the sky. The solar system is not the simple place we were taught as children, with the Sun at its centre and, you know, a handful of planets orbiting around it. First of all, some of these planets have over 60 moons. Then there's the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, and the Kuiper belt beyond the orbit of Neptune, whose orbit intersects that of Pluto. And then further out still, continuing a quarter of the way out to the nearest star, up to a light year, is the very mistily named Oort cloud. But it's the Kuiper belt that is interesting to us at the moment, and we are hoping that the New Horizons spacecraft, which entertained us with startling pictures of Pluto and Charon, will uncover other previously occluded objects in the Kuiper belt. This region is 200 times more massive than the asteroid belt and houses small bodies, remnants from the start of the solar system. It may surprise you to hear that the Minor Planet Center has made over 142 million observations, and it's found 701,660 objects that are registered as minor planets. Now, how many schools teach that? Over 700,000 minor planets so far, and 5,000 have been discovered in the month of January 2016 already. But of course, there's no place like home. The Earth is the only planet which we know of which harbours life, and the only planet where you can listen to fine music radio that we know of. Well, tomorrow, the 13th of February, Dr. Chris Clarkson will give a talk entitled The Dark Universe, and that'll be at the South African Astronomical Observatory, and it's at 8 o'clock in the evening. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies, and the address for the podcast where you can listen to this and other Looking Up broadcasts is www.fmr.co.za/lookingup.